All About Politics with Plotkin and Kerr. I'm Bob Kerr with WTOP political analyst Mark Plotkin. Mark, let's begin with your take on how likely you think it is that the tax on gasoline may go up in Virginia for the first time since 1987. Governor Bob McDonnell has promised not to raise taxes, but now there's talk about indexing the price of gas to inflation, not a tax in the literal sense. Is there some way that McDonnell and Republicans are going to do this?
They can accomplish this because they control the House overwhelmingly and the state Senate. It's up to his own party to do this. Maybe this is a very skillful, elegant way of raising taxes, shrouding it or cloaking it into the word indexing. Brian Moran, the chairman of the Democratic Party on the politics program, said on Friday, "Where you been, Bob McDonnell? We could have done this a long time ago."
So the assembly in Richmond is back in session now. Governor McDonnell says he doesn't intend to push hot button social issues. What's he likely to do when conservatives try to force his hand on abortion or immigration or gun issues?
He'll go along. He just will say the legislature made me do it. Look, Bob McDonnell wants to be vice president. He doesn't have to prove his conservative credentials, and I don't think he wants to be labeled as somebody who's too far to the right. He's played a very interesting game, a sort of minuet of being personably sort of engaging and charming and likable and happy. He calls himself a happy conservative, but at the same time, he's not going to do anything to alienate his conservative base, but he's going to hide out by not championing these things, but just signing legislation, which he probably in the first place wanted to happen anyway.
You were in Annapolis this week for the start of the Maryland General Assembly. Another governor, Martin O'Malley, also with national ambitions, more willing to raise taxes than his Virginia counterpart. What do you see there?
Well, he floated this idea of raising the sales tax, and I don't think that's going anywhere. I think the gas tax will be passed because he has laid the groundwork for that, and they feel that the money will go to transportation, which they desperately need. The other issue is same-sex marriage, and the test there is the governor supposedly is suffering from presidential aspirin envy. Governor Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, pushed for it and it succeeded in the New York legislature, and so now he needs to get 6 votes in the House to make sure it passes in Maryland. So he's put himself on the line on this, and we'll see whether he's successful or not.
Any reaction to the Obamas, the new book by the New York Times reporter that talks of tensions between First Lady Michelle Obama and the White House aides who work for the president?
I think what Jody Kantor wrote is absolutely true. I think Michelle Obama was particularly defensive when, with an interview with a TV personality, she said, well, the country is trying to portray me as an angry black woman. She is very popular. The Obamas have created this image that there's no drama, that everybody loves each other, that there's no disharmony. Come on, get off it.